Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you today and thank you for coming. Thank you for making room and space in your own life to connect with the Lord. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to receive these podcasts directly into your email, you can go to our website at cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe, and once a week, you'll get these emails with the podcast link directly to your email. Also on our website, you can sign up for our Facebook page, come join our community there, as well as find us on Instagram. So this week we are going to be wrapping up our series on Psalm 103. We've been taking our time making our way through this psalm, and today we'll meditate on the last few verses. So wherever you are, I encourage you to settle in, wherever you need to be in this space, if that is in stillness, in movement, wherever it is that you desire to connect with the Lord today. And as we begin, can you simply turn your attention, your recognition, your awareness to your breath? Taking notice of the inhale and the exhale. That slight movement in the body, the expanding, the releasing. Noticing the depth of your breath in this moment, not necessarily trying to change anything, but simply becoming aware. Noticing which part of the body you're breathing into, where is the movement happening? Noticing the quality of your breath. As you continue to settle in, perhaps allowing the breath to begin to naturally slow, I'm going to open us in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you that you are as near as our breath. That we have access to relationship with you. Lord, will you meet us in this place? Will you tear down the walls and the barriers that keep us from knowing you more? Will you awaken our spirits, our souls, even our bodies to your presence, to your goodness, and to your truth? God, you say that you draw near to those who draw near to you. And today, God, our desire is to draw near to you. We thank you, Lord, that you planted that desire in us. And Lord, it's your heart to fulfill that desire. Let us come to know you more. We give you this space. We thank you that you are near and present. Teach us your ways that we may know you. Unfold the scripture, Lord. Give us wisdom and understanding and connection with you. I bless each one listening right now to come to know you and your ways, God, to encounter your goodness, to be led out of darkness into your marvelous light. Shine on us today, Lord. Coming back to the breath, perhaps scanning the body, noticing if there's any areas where tension is holding, scanning the neck, the shoulders, all the way through the torso, noticing any areas where you hold tension. And I encourage you, as we move our way through today's meditation, to check back in with the body and notice any changes. Notice if there's a releasing, or notice if any moment if that tension begins to increase in an area in the body. And just inviting the Holy Spirit into that space to speak to you through that space. I just encourage you to focus on the presence of God. You have a place in your heart, in your mind, where you can go and just be with Jesus, just you and him. What sort of special place would that be? In a forest, on a beach, wherever that is. Where is that safe place with you in Jesus? Knowing that you can go to this place anytime to connect with him. And the visualization can just help us to enter into his presence in that way. And if you don't have a specific place in your heart or your mind, just ask the Holy Spirit. God, where is a special place for us to meet together? And if you've entered into this place, begin to notice. What do you feel in this space? Is there a rest or a comfort? What temperature is this place? Is it warm or cool? What sort of smells would be in this place? And as you look around, what do you see? What do you notice? In this safe place with Jesus, in this meeting place, just you and him. What is it that you can reach out and touch and feel? What does it feel like? And is there any taste that you notice that would be associated with this place? Just allowing yourself to come fully present with the Lord in this space. Noticing his countenance, if you can see his face. Noticing his body language. And is there anything he wants to say to you? And what is your response to Jesus in this space? I just invite you to take a few nice deep breaths. Finding that full inhale. Maybe you exhale through an open mouth, sigh, just finding some release. So this week's scripture is verses 20 to 22 in Psalm 103, reading from the Passion Translation. I'm going to read it three times through. Just allow yourself to be in this space, paying attention to what you hear, see, feel, experience, what you notice. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word and do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. As I read it a second time, just noticing anything that stirs in your thoughts, your heart, your body. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word and do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. And as I read it a third time, what is drawing you in? Is there an inspiration coming forth from the Lord speaking through these words? Bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word and do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. What does it look like for you today to bless and praise the Lord? To praise the Lord with your whole heart. What does it look like to praise the Lord today with your thoughts, with your mind? Praise the Lord with your body, to bless him, to praise him. What would it look like to let everything in your life bless the Lord? Is he inviting you into something here? Psalm talks about ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. What are the desires that the Lord has put in your heart? What are his desires for you? I'm going to slowly make my way reading through this entire psalm today as we're wrapping up Psalm 103. Just reading verse by verse and pausing just to give room and space for the Holy Spirit to speak to you or for you just to chew upon the Word of God. This is King David's song of praise. With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You've kissed my heart with forgiveness. And in spite of all I've done, you've healed me inside and out from every disease. You've rescued me from hell and saved my life. You've crowned me with love and mercy. You satisfy my every desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I soar again, like a flying eagle in the sky. You're a God who makes things right, giving justice to the defenseless. You unveiled to Moses your plans and showed Israel's sons what you could do. Lord, you're so kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and so patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. You don't look at us only to find our faults, just so that you can hold a grudge against us. You may discipline us for our many sins, but never as much as we really deserve. Nor do you get even with us for what we've done. Higher than the highest heavens, that's how high your tender mercy extends. Greater than the grandeur of heaven above is the greatness of your loyal love, towering over all who fear you and bow down before you. Farther than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children, who live in awe of you. You know all about us, inside and out. You are mindful that we're made from dust. Our days are so few, and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. And then all of a sudden, we're gone, like grass clippings blown away in a gust of wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken and unrelenting towards those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. You are faithful to all those who follow your ways and keep your word. God's heavenly throne is eternal, secure, and strong, and his sovereignty rules the entire universe. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. God, thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your sovereignty. I pray this week for each one that they would find that place of praise and blessing, that they would see you, God, for who you are. Lord, I'm praying for wholehearted lovers of God, wholehearted worshipers. Free from sin, sickness, disease, and poverty, free to worship you with everything within them. God, will you reveal your heart to them this week? May they find that place of awe and wonder of who you are. May the words of this psalm, God, become reality in our lives. May we know the blessings and the promises, and that your heart toward us is so good. May we fly, God, like an eagle on the wings of your love. I thank you for your goodness, Lord, and I just pray that we would realize that though we do not deserve it, you have made a way for us to be forgiven and set free and to walk in relationship with you. Draw us in deeper, Lord.